Doug, I need to ask you, what has this offense done this year, second year of everybody in the system, to take it to another level?
It started back in OTAs, obviously, and the way myself and the offensive coaching staff put together the offseason program and even training camp. And what I mean by that is the type of plays that we're going to use in those situations. And the mindset was, let's pick up where we left off at the end of the 2013 season and let's carry that forward. Let's use that momentum coming now into training camp. And the guys really have embraced that. Second time around, they understand the terminology and the lingo and where to line up and how to execute. And Alex knows where to put his eyes and how to adjust his drop based on a certain coverage. And so from that standpoint, now as coaches, we can just come down and start teaching the finer points and the details of this offense and let these guys, you know, show their talent.
I want to ask you about the additional weapons. We've seen DeAnthony Thomas. Niall Davis seems like he's jumped his game up. If you have a Travis Kelce, the big plays we've already seen, what about having more weapons, and what does that allow you and Alex to do?
I'll tell you, it allows us offensively to put those guys in optimal situations offensively, meaning create matchups for a defensive club. And it's exciting to get a guy like Travis back at that tight end position. Obviously, the emergence of Demetrius Harris to come out and do the things that he's done. And with Anthony Fasano, having three guys that are big, strong, physical guys that can, one, they can block, and then you got a couple guys in there that can run some routes. And then DeAnthony kind of gives you that spark on offense, much like Jamal. In some aspects, it could take a little pressure off Jamal. The focus won't always go to 2-5. Now you put 1 and 25 in the football game. Now you got some options for your quarterback. And then Alex just understanding who's who and where they are and how they line up and getting the guys in and out of the huddle, given the opportunity to throw it in the right position, the right spots, gives Alex a lot more opportunities to throw the ball down the field.
I'm going to follow up with Jamal. I'd be remiss not asking about him, but he had 43% of your advances last year. He was 35% of the total offense. Where and how is the proper way to use Jamal, particularly where he doesn't have to be all in?
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned about Niall Davis and the emergence of him and being in his second year now, and his understanding of the offense gives 25 a chance to take a blow during the course of the ballgame where he can stay fresh and healthy into the fourth quarter where you want those guys on the field. And also with DeAnthony Thomas, it's just going to alleviate some pressure, I think, off of number 25. We're going to still load him up each week, but yet having a certain packages and different personnel on offense to take the burden off of 25 where he doesn't have to carry it all the time. And then, you know, the receiving core, they have to step up again and do a nice job. Dwayne's the leader of that group, and he's got to come to the forefront of that group and make plays for Alex as well.
Wide receiver seems crowded. What characteristics does a receiver need to have to win that battle and make the squad?
We look at things like, you know, especially with all this press man coverage that we're seeing around, across the league now, is one, are the ability to run a slant route. They've got to be physical at contact, physical at the point. You know, the defensive guys, they give you that 5-yard rule and there's some contact going on. Can you separate? Can you run a slant? Can you catch the ball in traffic and make the tough catch? The other thing is, you know, having the ability just to understand our offense, where to line up, the width of your split, short motions, counter motion, all the different fundamental detail things that the offense presents, how well you handle the information, and then obviously spit it back out at the line of scrimmage under a short period of time. So, you know, you take a couple of those things, those factors. It's a great battle out there, really from top down. That middle of the pack is exciting to watch with the emergence now of Albert Wilson and Kyle Williams in there, and we get Junior out there, and there's a great group, great competition, and it's exciting to watch.